The U.S. Department of Energy has just unveiled its blueprint for building the quantum internet. Secretary of Energy Dan Brouillette says that it will bring the U.S. to the forefront of the global quantum race.
The construction of the nation's first quantum internet will open new possibilities in science, strengthen our national security, and open a world of opportunities in communications, innovation, and technology. It's one of the most important frontiers of the 21st century, and the U.S. Department of Energy will lead the way.
The quantum internet will use the spooky properties of quantum mechanics to create, transmit, and store information faster and more securely than ever. And the Department of Energy's National Laboratory System will serve as its backbone. Undersecretary for Science Paul DeBar says that it's an ambitious collaboration.
Our goal for the quantum internet is to bring together a broad and diverse community of our labs, the private sector, and universities. A community that will combine traditional networking capabilities and infrastructure with new hardware, new materials, and new methods to create something truly groundbreaking.
Quantum transmissions make it exceedingly difficult to eavesdrop on information, and scientists aim to use that trait to make incredibly fast and virtually unhackable networks. One of the plan's primary architects is Dr. David Aushalam, a professor at the University of Chicago and the senior scientist at Argonne National Laboratory.
The quantum communications network harnesses the strange rules of quantum mechanics, which enable particles to exist in multiple states at once and be entangled with one another over very long distances, even without a physical connection. This allows scientists to create fundamentally new types of technologies and applications.
Crucial steps toward building the quantum internet are underway in the Chicago area. Scientists have entangled photons across a 52-mile quantum loop in the suburbs, and that network will soon be connected from both Argonne and the University of Chicago to nearby Fermilab. To learn more, visit doe.gov.